doing the Grego, 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 doing the Grego.
Really, Griggets?
Here's Corey.
Sponsors?
Oh, yeah, sponsors.
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Thank you very much. So we're down here watching Delkus, and it's going to rain, and it's going to rain really hard. Apparently starting at about 8 o'clock, depending on where you live, excuse me. And, yeah. And that will continue on literally for 12 hours, it appears.
Man.
With a couple of stops and starts.
90-degree rule probably tomorrow.
And he's still jacket on. Wait till he goes jacket off.
Oh, yeah, he's not even serious yet.
Ty?
What?
He's right.
Ty?
When he puts his Twins hat on.
Ty's getting ready to do a baseball show tonight.
Try a little baseball.
That's right. I saw Sean Bass.
See Diamond Talk assembled.
Is it weird that Sean showed up in his full Ranger uniform like a manager?
I've come to expect it.
Spikes.
It's a big show.
Stirrups.
He's got the Incavilia jersey on tonight.
He's
Inky.
He's swinging the weighted bat right now.
The donut.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple of very weird stories. One involving COVID and a local guy. Or at least a Texas guy. The New York Times wrote about this, and I've not seen this. Maybe I wasn't looking in the right places, but apparently, so there's a restaurant out there. Don't know if I've been there before. I feel like maybe we've had a remote at one of these things. I don't know. But there is a restaurant chain known as Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
You familiar with Texas Roadhouse?
All the time, baby.
You've never been to Texas Roadhouse?
Come on, man.
I don't think so.
You're not missing much.
Easy.
I don't know. Have you?
Many times.
Really?
It's big in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Is a burb thing?
Yeah.
I don't think there's one in Dallas.
Isn't that the place where you can throw your peanut shells on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
They cut your tie off when you walk in?
No, it's place? Not Dick's Last Resort.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, I'm a Texas Roadhouse guy. Sure.
Okay.
Let's party.
So the guy who is the CEO and founder was, as you know where this is headed.
I do.
Is a guy named Kent Taylor. Kent Taylor, at some point in the last year, contracted COVID. And he suffered from, according to the New York Times, from a variety of symptoms following his illness, including severe tinnitus or tinnitus. I've heard Craig say tinnitus, and I trust
tinnitus.
I trust Craig, even though it looks like tinnitus.
Yeah.
Because Craig has it. Craig suffers from tinnitus. He was down at the our local track at the Motor Speedway, and something happened. He was down in the pit area, I think changing a couple of tires or something. And when he walked out of there, he had ringing in his ear. And it never went away. We're talking about years and years and years ago.
Man.
Yeah. And so he suffers from that. And it's not, he says he's used to it by now. But I can only imagine what a constant ringing in your ear must feel like. Do you guys ever, I feel like there's some semblance of that going on with me into perpetuity. It's just minor. Like, I notice it, but I don't notice it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And is that,
I would imagine many of us up here have hearing issues.
Yeah, like, because we wear our headphones too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before I go to bed and it gets real quiet, you hear a little...
Yeah.
But it's at a point when you're just in your normal day, you don't really hear it.
Yeah, I don't think about it much. And, you know, I hope it doesn't get any worse. But anyway, Kent Taylor, the Texas Roadhouse guy, he started suffering from severe tinnitus. And his suffering became, quote, unbearable. And he ended up taking his life.
I saw this story, and I did not have a very good grasp for...
Can you imagine how bad it must be?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And he felt this was a byproduct of the COVID?
100%. Yeah, and you that is now listed as one of the random side effects of contracting this disease.
I can't imagine that pushing you to the edge of life's not worth living.
Oh, my God. I mean, think about, again, how unbearable that must be and how loud and haunting that must be. And, you know, I know Craig has been... Craig got his shots. I think Craig is all fully vaccinated now, and he never contracted COVID. But they say if you had tinnitus, that if you got COVID, this report that the Times put together, or I guess Science put together, that if you had it, it exacerbated it to a level that, you know, for some people was unbearable. And I'm wondering, like, this is the first I've heard of this, and I'm wondering if people that suffer from this were already aware of this, or if this is just now coming to light as well. You obviously, you heard about loss of taste and like what Scott Van Pelt. Scott Van Pelt is months down the road from having COVID, and he has no taste. And I've got neighbors same way. They're 4 months removed. Zero taste has come back.
Man.
Ken Bethay, our buddy from the old 97s, he got it. And here we are months after the fact, and he's like, barely have I reacquired any sort of taste. Like some things,
wow,
spicy or some, like he says he can sense if something is hot. Taste and smell. Like so you know if it's a...
Like temperature?
Spice hot.
Okay.
Other than that, you don't know. You have no idea what you're eating. You could be eating anything. And I can imagine after a while that would become problematic. You just don't, you don't smell or taste anything. One of my neighbors says that, this is probably a good thing, but she says alcohol makes her nauseous. Like a glass of wine, and it's the smell taste thing. It does something to your, whatever, your sensories that you, it just doesn't click. And so it's like, ugh. So these things, it's weird. It's really, I think that is one of the weirdest things, is that the taste and smell lingers for a long time. And I wonder if there are people that have had it for a full year now that haven't got their taste or smell back and how they've adapted to that.
Yeah, that's, unfortunately, this is the second suicide you've shared with us in the last hour and a half. And
yeah.
In both cases, I got almost nothing. Not that I don't sympathize, but like, what do you say? It's just, it's horrible. It's a story that I try to avoid, to be honest. I don't like, I saw this story the other day and I read it briefly and I'm just like, man, this puts me in such a weird spot mentally, you know, that you don't know how to reconcile it, because it's a real thing that clearly, well, I don't want to say clearly, because I guess I don't know for sure that it's on an uptick because of this last year. I assume it is, but I guess I haven't seen any verification that there are more suicides in the last 12 months than in, say, the 3 years before it or something like that, you know?
Yeah, so this dude from Texas Roadhouse, Kent Taylor, don't know if he's a local guy. I don't know if this was based here. It seems like...
Man, I thought it was.
A lot of these restaurant chains are all based here.
And he's 65, and you would imagine doing very well financially, and, you know, just has, what a great accomplishment he has, and then this made him kind of wander to, I don't care to live any longer, and that's one of the topics in life that I wish to avoid as long as possible. I don't like when people come to that conclusion, but I know it's a real thing, and I know it happens all the time, and it just makes me sad. I don't know how to vocalize it any better than that. I'm sorry.
So Texas Roadhouse is actually based in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Of course it is. It seems like all of these, if you have a theme about one particular area, it's never based in that particular area.
Yeah, and the locations of the Roadhouse probably go in many, many, many of the states. One of my parents' favorite spots in Madison, Wisconsin, is the Texas Roadhouse.
Dude, I cannot believe this. I can't believe I've never been in one.
They've invited, or they've actually requested gift certificates there for holidays. So, you know, I'm, hey, my parents.
Sure.
My parents love their chain restaurants.
Yeah, that's true. They have more than 600 locations.
Whoa!
That's okay. Unbelievable.
I would have bet the under.
Yeah. 10 restaurants in other countries.
And he was at the top of that entire empire?
Yeah. Dang. He had it all. Bummer.
You know what they, you know what I'd recommend there?
What?
The sweet potato.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like a vegetable.
Yeah.
But they put so much butter and brown sugar on it.
It's delicious.
That it's like a piece of pie. It's unbelievable.
So I teased a $2 million bounty is close by. That is because a bill has been introduced up in Oklahoma, House Bill 1648, which if passed would require the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to establish rules for a hunting season for Bigfoot. A $2.1 million bounty has been offered in Oklahoma for anyone able to, quote, safely capture the mythical ape-like creature.
Well, why would you say it's mythical if you just...
Well, we don't know.
...created a season?
I don't know.
Everybody knows if there's a Bigfoot, it's in the Pacific Northwest, probably British Columbia.
Well, let me just...
We've already established
let me just tell you
no
this.
Way it's in Oklahoma.
The legislation was intended to promote tourism in the southeast Oklahoma area. I guess it's just like a wasteland.
This is a dumb bit.
Because, well, hang on. Not Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Mike? Bigfoot.
No, not Bigfoot. That area boasts the ninth most Bigfoot sightings in the world. So it's top 10.
Ninth most.
What do you think is number one? Is it the Pacific Northwest?
Of course it is. We know this.
Is that where the original one with the guy walking with the wristwatch was seen?
The Patterson film?
Yeah. That was a funny bit in The Simpsons. Like, they did a recreation of that. They're like, Carl, your watch is on.
I think we need a very dense forest type environment, which does not in any way mirror what I anticipate Oklahoma can offer, especially southeast Oklahoma.
Southeast Oklahoma, it's in the Ouachita Mountains. That's vast forest land, and I'm not talking like it's Rocky Mountains, but the forests are very, very dense. And if I were a Bigfoot...
Yeah, but British Columbia has hundreds of miles of this.
Well, okay, so what?
Oklahoma has like a convenience store, a couple trees, maybe a park.
It doesn't look like
picnic table.
The Chihuahua mountain scene.
Well, Sasquatch can't survive there. That's not... It doesn't make any sense.
It's held, there is a Bigfoot festival held there each year near the Arkansas border.
All right, now I'm interested.
And issuing a state hunting license and tag could help boost tourism. And if somebody finds one, the problem is, though, if you're able to hunt this beast, this great beast, it has to come back alive for you to collect the, that, now they're, because a
yeah, they
dead
want
Bigfoot
it back
is
alive.
Is a no
well,
good
that's,
Bigfoot.
That's still a proof of purchase, though.
So you would have to go like bow hunting, or something like that, or maybe hunt with your taser,
dart in his neck.
I don't know. Does anything reek of Bigfoot more than the Oklahoma Arkansas border of a bunch of hillbillies over there chasing a stupid fake creature? For $2 million?
I would say I'm not taking their entire bid seriously because in the press release it says mythological.
Uh-huh.
If you want the hunters to go out there and to take this seriously and be putting the deer urine thing or whatever on their necks to keep their scent, their human scent from alerting Sasquatch of their presence.
Think about that. You have to find a deer and make him pee on you.
No. You just say you purchase the bottle. I think it's a little spray.
Oh, okay,
then.
My bad.
You
my
have
bad.
To pee on the deer first, and then the deer pees on you.
Then they react in kind, and then you don't change your pants. I think we've established
your
that today.
Deer pee pants. All right.
It's definitely the Pacific Northwest.
Well, look, I'm not saying that there are easy ways to make millions of dollars. This certainly isn't one, but it's an option.
It is an
think
option.
Think about it if you found one.
I agree with all this.
All right. Sturm Center is next.